Okay, well, here on Broadway, the show, of course, cannot go on without some stringent COVID protocols, vaccine requirements for the audience, for performers, for behind the stage as well. Jack Karavanos is a clinical professor at NYU School of Global Public Health, and you've actually advised Broadway on those COVID protocols as they reopen up. Thanks so much for being with us, Professor.
Oh, happy to be here.
Talk to us a little bit about how returning to the theater is going to look and feel different now versus pre-pandemic.
Yes, and there will be some things that you'll immediately recognize. You'll see, of course, people wearing masks. They will probably unlikely be handing out anything physically, so everything you do, you'll take out of a box. Unlikely to see any concessions open, because right now we don't want people taking off their masks and handling anything. And, of course, you can't eat and drink and wear a mask. So some things will be very obvious. Other things are going to be a little not so obvious and are behind the scenes. The biggest change is going to be more air coming into the buildings and better air. So quantity and quality of the air coming in. And there are filters that have been installed in almost all the theaters that can capture viral particles. So we'll see some ventilation changes there.
That's great to hear, because I know so many of our historic theaters here, it's going to be hard to retrofit them because they are so old. Yeah. How have they been able to do that?
Well, yes. In my work with the Broadway League and going to all these theaters, each one is unique. They're historic. You can't change them very often. On the positive side, theaters tend to be large spaces, so there's a lot of dilution. It's not like a small office where it's, you know, everybody's in one place, like a restaurant.
Yeah, right, right.
So that's really good. There are different protocols for the orchestra versus the dressing areas versus the front of the house. Mm-hmm. So each one had to tailor the protocols into its own structure.
One thing people are going to see right away is there's no intermission anymore, right? You talked about no concessions, and there's no intermission for these shows.
Yes, it's going to be tough. And there's the good and bad there, of course, is people won't be mingling and won't be tempted to take off their masks. People will not be using the restrooms, which is always a challenge in Broadway theaters, lining up for the restrooms. But it will be a learning experience. I think they're going to have to experience this for a couple of months and see where to tweak it.
So a huge tip for theater goers, make sure you use the lavatory before you go in the theater, because there's
Absolutely.
No intermission. Another thing that's different, and I always loved this, and especially when I would take my kids when they were younger to Broadway, is after the show, hanging out by the stage door and getting your playbill autographed by the actors. That's not happening now.
No, that's not going to happen. And really, after theater parties and backstage, I've been invited to the opening tonight of Lion King, so I was hoping maybe I could go backstage, but I was told don't even think about it.
Right.
So I think that will come with time. As the vaccination rates in New York are getting better and better, they're well over 80%. So I think that'll slowly get there, hopefully by the spring.
Hopefully. And you're talking, we're ticking through a lot of the ways Broadway, the Broadway experience has changed because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But when you look out to when we are finally on the other side of all of this, do you think there are some lasting changes that will be implemented here on Broadway post-pandemic?
I think so. I think all of a sudden infectious disease has got a whole new following, whether it's the flu or whether it's other diseases. So I think you'll see more and more of the unions that sort of demanding vaccinations and healthcare and monitoring, and also periodic testing. I think COVID is going to be with us forever. It's going to be a routine a flu-like disease. And I think there'll be testing, routine, maybe random testing for the next several years.
Now, you've been working with the Broadway League, as you said, on these COVID protocols. Talk to me a little bit about the cost. I don't know how much you can speak to this, but it definitely adds to the overall producer's cost to have to invest in these COVID protocols so they can reopen.
Yes, absolutely. The cost to run a show and the profit margins are very thin. So installing even MERV 13 filters, improved fans, and upgrading is very, very cost prohibitive also. So it's going to be a challenge, but luckily there's been some financial support by the state and the federal government to help us through this period of transition.
Are there plans for, contingency plans for if, we don't even want to say it, but if there were to be a partial shutdown or, worst case, another full shutdown of Broadway?
Yes, everybody, all the epidemiologists and my colleagues are are concerned about. We're entering flu season. Are we going to see a third wave of COVID come, and what's the contingency? But I don't think we'll quite react the same way. And we see it even now when the numbers started going up over the summer. Many of the protocols weren't, we didn't go back to the original protocols. They weren't relaxed. So I think there'll be a bit more cautious approach to going back to those.
What are you most excited about as a theater lover yourself now that these theaters are going to open their doors again for the first time in 18 months?
Yeah. Well, I'm a New Yorker, born and raised. I love Times Square. And even being here around you and seeing all this, it's so wonderful to see the excitement of the city come back. I never appreciated how important tourists were to the city and the vibrancy of Times Square. So just walking around and seeing everybody coming back and feeling a little bit more at ease. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be exciting. I'm also waiting for Off-Broadway to open up and some of the smaller venues. So it'll be a lot of fun.
You bring up a great point because oftentimes the resources off-Broadway are not like the resources on Broadway. Yeah. What has the reopening of theaters away from these streets here on Broadway been like?
Yes, that is it's a challenging effort. To what extent do you follow those protocols? That's why the state hasn't really mandated changes in ventilation or strict protocols. They're letting each theater sort of design what's best for them and their audience. So it's, I think it's a wait and see on that. But I'm a little worried about those because those small theaters downtown are operating on a very thin margin. So they can't be asked to do too much.
Because you've worked so closely with the Broadway theaters in reopening safely, what has been, I guess, the biggest obstacle for them or the biggest challenge for them to open their doors again?
Well, Broadway's complicated, and the theaters are complicated. So when I first got involved, we have the front of the house, we have theater employees, then we have the house, the people, us, and then you have the actors' equity and the unions, and then you have the backstage. So it's a very complicated employment situation with all ones with different areas. So people said, is there one solution that could do all of these areas? And, of course, the answer is no. So I was sort of taken aback at how we had to customize every single area and to really think, okay, what do dressing rooms need? What does the concession stand need? And sort of tailoring all that. But it is a complicated business. There's a lot of people there.
I started our special more than an hour ago by saying it was a Herculean effort. So I think it speaks to just how much everybody in this community wanted to come back to work. Yeah. The fact that you were able to get so many people on the same page.
Yes, it's. I think there's a lot of excitement and momentum now. People are ready for it and no longer as fearful of the virus. The hospitalization rates and the treatments are so much better. So people are starting to be a little bit more open to moving about. So that's great.
Yeah, well, listen, enjoy The Lion King tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Another guest we had is going to the show as well, so I'm officially jealous. Caravano's professor there at the NYU School of Global Public Health. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much
for
having me.
And for the work you did here on Broadway.
Thank